Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, September 10th, 2012. I'm Mayor Scott Smith. As always, it's my honor and privilege to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Reverend Scott Jones of the St. Mark's Episcopal Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Vice Mayor Scott Summers. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Those who hold office in this city of Mesa, the spirit of wisdom, charity, and justice, that with steadfast purpose they may faithfully serve in their offices to promote the well-being of all people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Please be seated. The first item on our agenda tonight is the consent agenda, and the consent agenda will be read into the record by Mr. Kevin Christopher. And Kevin, please finish out. Don't end just like the mayor's welcome ended, okay?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Iowa Cafe, 1129 North Higley Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Piggly's at the Fair, 1633 South Stapley Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Sizzler, 1050 South Country Club Drive. Item 3D, act on liquor license for Sprouts Farmers Market, 1933 East Brown Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license for Sprouts Farmers Market, 5225 East Southern Avenue. Item 4A, act on term contract for painting services for citywide facilities as requested by the facilities maintenance department. Item 4B, act on term contract for original equipment manufacturer, auto and light truck parts for fleet services department. Item 4C, act on 2-year renewal of term contract for police vehicle maintenance and repair services for the police department. Item 4D, act on term contract for contractor building maintenance services for city facilities as requested by the facilities maintenance department. Item 4E, act to renew term contract for centrifuge parts and service for the water resources department. Item 4F, act on term supply contract for streetlight and traffic signal poles, mast arms, and anchor bolts for warehouse inventory. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase monitoring and software and services for the information technology department. Item 4H, act on contract for pool replaster at Brimhall Junior High School, 4949 East Southern Avenue. Funding is available in the fiscal year 12-13 Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities operating budget. Item 4I, act on contract for police headquarters conference rooms renovation project, 130 North Robeson. Funding is available from the asset forfeiture RICO funds in the fiscal year 12-13 police operating budget. Item 4J, act on contract for Ellsworth Road's 16-inch waterline connection to County Line Pump Station Number 3 and County Line Reservoir Number 2. Funding is available in the fiscal year 12-13 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 4K, act on job order master contract for general landscaping construction services. Item 4L, act on job order master contract for general contracting construction services. Item 4M, act on job order master contract for utility construction services. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an airport improvement program grant agreement with the FAA for the design of a runway guard light system and contingencies, reimbursement for updates to the Airport Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program, and approving the revised FAA grant assurances for airport sponsors at Falcon Field Airport. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a Fifth Amendment to an intergovernmental agreement with the Maricopa County Library District for the reciprocal borrowing program. Under the agreement, participating libraries are reimbursed for the net number of non-resident cards issued. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a grant agreement with FEMA and accept grant funds for the Mesa Fire and Medical Department for smoke alarms. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funds made available through a technical diversion task force agreement with the Drug Enforcement Administration for overtime. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funds made available through a Phoenix Task Force Group 2 Task Force Agreement with the Drug Enforcement Administration for overtime. Item 5F, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funds made available through a Phoenix Task Force Group 3 Task Force Agreement with the Drug Enforcement Administration for overtime. Item 5G, Act and Resolution authorizing City Manager to accept Neighborhood Stabilization Program 3 federal grant funds made available through HUD. Item 5H, Act and Resolution authorizing City Manager or his designee to approve the sale of residential property acquired by federal entitlement grants issued by HUD. Item 5I, Act and Resolution authorizing City Manager to accept funds made available through a grant agreement with the Department of Interior Bureau of Reclamation for water-efficient plumbing fixtures at city facilities. Item 5J, Act and Resolution authorizing City Manager to accept funds made available through a grant agreement with the Department of Interior Bureau of Reclamation to provide landscape conversion rebates for non-residential water customers. Item 5K, Act and Resolution authorizing City Manager to execute a Memorandum of Understanding with the Mesa Police Association. Item 5L, Act and Resolution adopting the Citizen Involvement Plan for the Mesa 2040 General Plan Update. Item 6A, Introduction of Ordinance regarding Z12-13, Parcels 14 and 15 at Mountain Bridge, located south of McKellops Road and west of Ellsworth Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residence subdivision. Item 6B, Introduction of Ordinance regarding Z12-36, 2211 East Quint Street, located north of McDowell east of Gilbert Road, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residence subdivision. Item 6C, Introduction of Ordinance regarding Z12-38, Parcels 1 to 3 at Mountain Bridge, located north of McKellops Road east of Hawes Road. This is for a modification of existing planned area development overlay and site plan review to allow development of a single residence subdivision. Item 6D, Introduction of Ordinance regarding Z12-39, Parcels 10 and 11 at Mountain Bridge, located north of McKellops Road and west of Ellsworth Road. Modification of an existing planned area development overlay and site plan review to allow development of a single residence subdivision. Item 6E, Introduction of Ordinance amending Mesa City Code Title 2, Chapters 2 and 24, repealing Title 2, Chapter 2, Human Services Advisory Board, and revising Title 2, Chapter 24, Housing Advisory Board to incorporate changes that merge both boards into a board known as the Housing and Community Development Advisory Board. Item 6F, Introduction of Ordinance repealing and replacing Title 8, Chapter 6, Sections 1 through 20 of the Mesa City Code relating to public nuisances, property maintenance, and neighborhood preservation, and adding the term Article 4 to Title 8, Chapter 6, to take effect 30 days after adoption. Item 7A, Act on Ordinance authorizing City Manager to execute a development agreement with Pacific Proving and Harvard Ventures related to the sale and development of a parcel of land located at the 5200 to 5300 blocks of South Ellsworth Road and north of the alignment of Route 24 to approximately 1/4 mile east of the Chrisman Road alignment. Item 7B, Act on Ordinance annexing land south of the Ray Road alignment and east of Ellsworth Road. This was initiated by the property owners. And item 7C, Act on Ordinance regarding Z12-27, the 5200 to 5300 blocks of South Ellsworth Road. This is located on the north side of the future State Route 24 freeway alignment between Ellsworth Road and Chrisman Road, along the southern portion of the former General Motors Proving Grounds. This request will establish city zoning on recently annexed property. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
I think we have one more item, 7D? 7 Delta?
7 Delta, I don't...
Okay, I'll read it in.
Okay.
Item 7D, Z12-28, the 5200, 5300 blocks of South Ellsworth Road, located on the north side and future State Route 24 freeway alignment between Ellsworth Road to approximately 1/4 mile east of Chrisman. This is a rezone from LI to PC. This request will allow the Pacific Proving Grounds North Community Plan. Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a council member would like removed from the consent agenda? Do we have, Ms. Clark, do we have any requests from the public to remove
no
an
request,
island?
Ma'am.
Item.
No request.
They can remove an island, but not an item. Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda by the Vice Mayor Summers, a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 8A, conduct a public hearing on minor general plan amendment GP minor 12-02. Is there any comments, questions or comments from the council? Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
Request, Mayor.
There being none, declare the public hearing closed. The next item is item 8B, GP minor 12-02, the 10,800 to 11,100 blocks of East Williamsville Road and the 5,600 to 6,000 blocks of South Signal Butte Road. This is the minor general plan amendment to adjust the boundary of the existing Mesa 2025 general plan land use designated from business park to medium density residential dwelling units per acre, MDR 4-6. I have a motion. Is this the same motion? A motion on this? Do I have a motion on item 8B? Okay, we have a motion from the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Richens. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the motion item 8B is approved. We're now going to take items 8C, 8D, 8E, and 8F, since they all relate to the same basic process, together as one item, if that's okay with the council. Is that all right with you? Vice Mayor, would you mind writing? Now I know why you want you to read in, because I can't read tonight. Would you mind reading in the summary of items 8C through 8F for us?
Oh, goody.
Well, I don't have quite the voice that that our readers usually have, but I'll give it a shot. 8C, item 8C, a resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute a development agreement with Harvard Ventures Incorporated related to the development of a parcel of land located at the 10,800 to 11,100 blocks of East Williamsfield Road and the 5,600 to 6,000 blocks of South Signal Butte Road. That would be on the east side. Item 8D, A12-02, annexing land located north of Williamsfield Road and east of Signal Butte Road alignment. It's 105-plus acres, initiated by the property owners, Pacific Proving, LLC. Item 8E, zoning case Z1229. The 10,800 to 11,100 block of East Williamsfield Road north side and the 5,600 to 6,000 blocks of South Signal Butte Road east side, located at the northeast corner of Signal Butte Road and Williamsfield Road. District 6 rezoned from rural 43 SUP to City of Mesa, LI. The request will establish city zoning on recently annexed property. Pacific Proving, LLC owner, Buse Gilbert applicant. Item 8F, zoning case Z12-30, the 10,800 to 11,100 blocks of East Williamsfield Road north side, 5,600 to 6,000 blocks of South Signal Butte Road east side, located at the northeast corner of Signal Butte Road and Williamsfield Road, District 6, rezoned from LI to RS6, 70 acres, and RSL 4.5, 35 acres. This request will facilitate the future development of a single residential subdivision. Pacific Proving, LLC owner, Buse Gilbert applicant.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. We've had presentations on all these, so unless there's an objection, we'll proceed without a presentation from the applicant. Unless, Mr. Gilbert, you feel like you have to earn your money tonight?
I'm earning my money right here.
and a fine job you're doing, too. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay. We have items 8, C, D, E, and F on the agenda. We have a motion from the Vice Mayor to approve these items, a second from Councilmember Richens. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7 ayes and no nays, so items 8, C, 8, D, 8, E, and 8, F are approved. The next item on the agenda is item 9A, conduct a public hearing related to the following annexes for so they the parties may release petitions for signatures for the proposed annexations. A08-51, annexing land located at 7604 East Oasis Drive, located north and east of McDowell Road and Sossaman Road, 1.17 plus or minus acres. Is there any question or comment from the council? Any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
There being none, declare the public hearing closed. The next item, item 9B, which is A12-05, annexing land located east of Power Road and south of Elliott Road, 1.15, initiated by the property owners. Is there any question or comment from the council? Any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
There being none, declare the public hearing closed. The next item on the agenda is item from citizens present. We have one request to speak tonight, Ms. Ann Berryman. Ms. Berryman? Come on up, and if you could, for the record, please state your name once again and address, and go ahead and speak right in there into the microphone, and you have 3 minutes now. Because this is item for citizens present, we can't respond to your comments, but if you need some help, we're more than happy to have one of the staff members talk to you afterwards, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, go right ahead.
Before I start, I wanted to express my appreciation for the privilege of living in this free land. for our Constitution and Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence. The reason I came tonight is because I am against having light rail built in our city. I feel like it will take away from the small town atmosphere that I think makes the city of Mesa appealing. It makes it appealing to me and to many other people. Has it ever been put to a vote of the people, this issue? Has it ever been voted on by the people?
I wish I could, but state law doesn't allow me to answer that question. But actually, if I could answer, I'd tell you, yes, it was put to a vote and was passed by the people. But since I can't say that, I won't answer you, okay?
It was voted on?
Yes, it was.
Okay. What? I guess you can't tell me what year it was.
We can talk to you afterwards. Okay. We can give you the detail. We can give you the details of Prop 400, which was, I believe, in 2006. Seven?
Earlier,
2004.
Yeah.
Someone will give you those details afterwards, though.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, our economics have changed, and I just feel like we could put the money that was planned to be used for that to better use. If we need more transportation, public transportation, maybe we could have more buses. But I just think that helping our city become a more family-friendly place would be a better use of it. That's all I have to say.
Thank you so very much for coming here. And if you want to stick around, like I said, we can. I know it's frustrating to deal with the state law and agenda items, but would love to talk to you afterwards and fill you in on some of those details. But thank you for coming and speaking. Okay. Unless there's any other business, we have a motion to adjourn from Councilman Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Fenter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.